Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A motorcycle crash in North Iowa sent one person to the hospital. The Iowa State Patrol says the wreck occurred in Worth County shortly before 7:30 Thursday night. 42-year-old Jeffrey Collins of Mason City was riding his Harley-Davidson motorcycle west on Highway 9. ISP says Collins was doing so at a high rate of speed when he failed to handle a curve at the intersection with County Road A45. The motorcycle went into the ditch, throwing Collins from the bike, and he suffered what are described as serious injuries. Collins was taken by Forest City Ambulance to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center in Mason City for treatment. The Worth County Sheriff's Office and Hanlontown and Fertile Fire Departments assisted with the crash about 10 miles north of Clear Lake. The inaugural Prairie Rock Trails Bike Festival opens today in Mason City, capping off with an official opening of the Prairie Rock Trails Bike Park. Mason City Park Rec Director Brian Pauley says the new park is a world-class facility featuring wood boardwalks, jumps, and multiple single-track routes for riders of varying ages and skill levels, with professional cyclists competing throughout the weekend.
We have Trek and Red Bull coming in, and we have people that can do things beyond my imagination when it comes to doing flips, tricks, jumps, and all that fun stuff. We're having professional riders down. They have a decent-sized prize money for the purse that they're giving out. I think five different categories.
Pauley says the weekend will mark the completion of the bike park's professionally crafted terrain.
Even if you're not going to go down the most expert thing, where you're going to have to do jumps and everything else, there's different things between the pump track and the kids track for the younger kids. And the beautiful thing, it's all asphalted now. So no matter rain, shine, as long as there's not snow on it, it can be used year round.
The park is located adjacent to the Lime Creek Conservation Area and connects riders to more than 20 miles of trails and 600 acres of scenic parkland. The weekend also features group rides for intermediate to advanced riders, as well as a women's clinic designed for beginners and first-time mountain bikers. Registration is open for the NIAC John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center's premier youth program for high school students, the Youth Entrepreneurial Academy, or YEA. It's an opportunity for North Iowa high school students to expand their horizons and practice real-world skills. In 2026, YEA is a hybrid model, two-week experience, incorporating two in-person sessions, plus online classroom and virtual meetings, designed to work around the lives of busy teens. Students will attend in-person one day per week at the location of their choice. YEA culminates with a pitch night competition on June 30th, where every student has the opportunity to win seed money for their business idea. YEA is available on Mondays, June 15th and 22nd in Charles City, on Tuesdays, June 16th and 23rd in Sheffield, Wednesdays, June 17th and 24th in Northwood, Thursdays, June 18th and 25th in Clear Lake, and Fridays, June 19th and 26th, open office hours and meeting times are available. The cost is free. Each YEA student will receive a $500 scholarship to NIAC for summer, online, or full-time classes at NIAC. Up to $1,000 in scholarships are available to students enrolling in any program at NIAC. Students can also compete for seed money for their business concepts during the YEA pitch competition. Links to registration are included with this story on our station website. NIAC sophomore women's basketball player Reggie Spots has been selected as the 2025-26 Iowa Community College Athletic Conference Female Athlete of the Year. Spots, who is from Nora Springs and prepped at Mason City High, is the second NIAC female student athlete slash women's basketball player to win the ICCAC Athlete of the Year award, with NIAC's Autumn Mendez winning the award in 2019-2020. NIAC women's basketball coach Brad Vaught said, "Reggie is one of the best players to ever play at NIAC. What makes it even more special is that she is an amazing person, too. Spots clearly leaves a legacy at NIAC, making a positive difference that will be felt after she has moved on." Spots averaged almost 19 points a game and scored 600 total points, seventh most in the NJCAA this past season. She helped lead the Trojans to back-to-back NJCAA Region 11B championships and to the quarterfinals of the Division II National Tournament, with the Trojans finishing the season 28-4 overall. Spots was named the ICCAC Women's Basketball Player of the Year this past season and was a first-team NJCAA Division II All-American. Spots has signed a national letter of intent to play basketball at Iowa State next season. Cyclones coach Bill Fenley said, "Reggie is an outstanding person from a great family who really represents the Iowa State way. She has had success in everything she has done, both on and off the court." The first of four Party in the Park events is set for tonight in Charles City. From 5 to 9 p.m. in Central Park, it's music, food, beverages, and family-friendly activities. Note that PIP tokens are used as the form of payment for food, beverages, and select paid activities. There are several activities that are free, and there's no cost for the live music entertainment of Richie Lee and the Fabulous 50s. Dress in your favorite decade and register for judging at the token desk. Attendees are also welcome to help paint the Town of Colors street mural on Blunt Street between Jackson and North Main Streets. Additional Party in the Park dates in the 2026 Summer Series are set for June 19th, July 24th, and August 7th. Visit Main Street Charles City on Facebook for more details. Admission is always free and open to the public. This date in weather history, May 29, 1965, unusually cold weather resulted in frost and freezing temperatures across much of the northern half of Iowa on the mornings of May 28th and 29th. On the 29th, reported low temperatures included 31 at Grundy Center and Olwine, 30 at Decorah and Grinnell, 29 at Anamosa, Fayette, and Waterloo, 27 at Saratoga, and 23 degrees at Independence. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City High School Baseball. The Comets hosting Hampton Dumont Cal. Pregame at 6:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show. First pitch at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA. Also available online at kchanews.com.